Hate crimes in Seattle are on the rise. So far this year, 80 separate incidents have been reported to police. The city is on pace for 320 hate crimes this year. That's an increase of 25%.
The climate has changed over the last several months, and we've felt almost a palpable level of increase in fear among a lot of our families and communities that we serve.
That's Harborview pediatrician Suzanne Pack-Gorstein. She mostly works with refugee and immigrant families, and she helped build a toolkit for primary care doctors that treats bias and harassment like a public health issue. Under her approach, immigrant and refugee patients are screened for bullying and harassment. Dr. Pack-Gorstein told me what's been happening with her patients.
We've been hearing stories of children having exacerbations in their already existing mental health issues with depression, anxiety, or new anxiety because of the stress that they feel in their school environment. We hear much more increased levels of being bullied at school. And for children, this kind of stress and anxiety can sometimes come out in different ways. So you might have a child who starts bedwetting and sort of regressing or being more irritable or sad. So we need to be more attuned to these symptoms because it might mean there's an underlying sense of stress and anxiety going on for that child.
So for the patients you're seeing, the young people and the children, what are the health consequences of the anxiety and the harassment that they're experiencing?
In the long term, what we're really worried about is the increasing evidence that sustained stress like this, as well as acute stressful events, can actually affect their risk for pulmonary disease, even heart disease, and certainly depression and anxiety that will cause further problems as adults. So we see a whole spectrum of conditions that can last their whole life that we're worried about.
Why do you think it's important for primary care doctors to really think about this?
Well, when I see a child in front of me who is coming with complaints that underlie anxiety, maybe their separation from that child's father who was deported, or that child was bullied at school because she was wearing a headscarf, or just overall anxiety for a child has increased because she feels her family is not secure anymore, I get worried about that child's well-being now, as well as in the future if this is prolonged. And so what I try to do is work with the parents to build what we call resilience, to reassure the child that she's safe, and to work with the parents to make sure that any anxiety they have and or their own health is also being taken care of, because that can directly affect the child as well.
And why are physicians the ones who are in a good position to ask these questions and look for these kinds of issues?
Well, I feel we're in a very privileged position because patients will come to us and trust us that we have their best interest, their health and well-being at the forefront of what we do. And that's our mission, is to make sure their children's health and their health is taken care of. And I think more and more, I hope they are realizing that regardless of their immigration status, that doesn't matter, because we care about their child's health. And a lot of us are immigrants or former immigrants or children of immigrants ourselves. And I think that also helps them when we sort of remind them that we have their best interest at hand.
That's Dr. Suzanne Pack-Gorstein. She's a pediatrician at Harborview Medical Center.